You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. With a very special guest in the studio, Joely Triana, who's owner of Las Mujeronas Dance Company, Flamenco Company here in Vancouver. And we're just listening to Ganjanistas with Dancing. Previous to that, Peter Moll, who's a very recognized and well-known flamenco guitar player in town. Also Los Furios with One Last Time from their album Run Devil Run. And a little bit more of Peter Moll with Penúltima Verdad. Back in the studio with Triana. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So you guys going to have 5 performers, and you guys going to have live musicians performing on stage.
Yes.
And this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dates back to back. That's a lot of production work, eh? Congratulations ahead of time.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's exciting. The Fringe Festival is a wonderful festival that allows for many types of performances to happen all in 10 days. There's music, there's dance, theater, comedy, and all sorts of shows. So there's solo shows, group shows, shows in the earlier in the day, out to the evening, late shows.
Oh, wow.
There's a show for everybody. And it's really amazing to be able to have 6 shows in 10 days.
Yeah absolutely. So I'll imagine the costume and all that, that's a whole other monster all of it on its own.
Yeah, so flamenco is all about costumes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like our costumes. We have about 4 costume changes in the show.
Wow.
And flamenco shoes are shoes with nails on the bottom, and we dance on a wooden floor so that you can hear our footwork, which is called zapateo.
Zapateo.
Yeah, and so, we've got...
What about las castañuelas?
This performance does not have castañuelas. It's the castanets. But we have skirts and costumes, and some of them are traditional outfits with flecos and mantón. Some are a bit more contemporary outfits, because our show is more than just a flamenco show. It talks about there's 5 Latinas.
Oh, okay.
2 of us are from Colombia, originally from Colombia. Mexico,
oh, wow.
Peru, and Brazil.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and all of us created this piece called Las Mujeronas to talk about our migration story.
Okay.
How did we get here? What are the struggles we've dealt with coming here? How do we find ourselves, our identities, our passions? How do we follow our dreams? And we all met through flamenco.
That's amazing.
And through flamenco, we explore our stories. So we have storytelling where we talk about stories. Then we also have dance and solos to show that. And we've got music. Yeah. It's an hour show. It's $20. And there's 6 times you can come see it.
You guys have to come and support local talent. And not just the costume changes, the music, the rehearsing time. Also hair, makeup, and meals, and everything else that comes. The dry cleaning for those costumes, you know, it's not cheap, especially if you're wearing a big flamenco costume or the care of the shoes. So do come out, support. $20 is out in Granville Island at the Performance Works, and they'll be performing on September 11, 12, 13, 15, 18, and 19. For more information on Joely Triana Flamenco and Las Mujeronas, do check out her social media. Also check out CJSF 90.1 FM social media, as we have a lot of new shows coming up. And
thank you.
us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear an organic combination of performance and interview by inspiring artists and community conversations, broadcast live atop Burnaby Mountain or selected from our audio archive. We invite you to listen in.
La tía pillina. estés aquí, este aire que yo te canto, sin que estés aquí, es para decir mi quebranto, porque te perdí. A llorar y llorar, déjame que llore, déjame que llore, déjame llorando, mujer, déjame que llore, déjame llorando, déjame llorando, déjame que llore.
Bueno, tienen a Rubén Pastor con Carmelita, con su Afro Colombian Mexican Beat. Previo a eso escuchamos a Esperanza Fernández, cortesía de Joel y Triana, con su tema titulado De Triana al Mundo. Escuchamos a Ganyanistas con Dancing y estamos de regreso con a la instructora. Eres instructora también, ¿verdad? ¿Estás instruyendo ahorita y dónde pueden aprender flamenco?
Sí, ahorita estoy solamente dando como talleres, workshops.
Okay.
Pero sí, a veces estoy enseñando clases, pero hay muchas clases de flamenco en Vancouver, así sí. Que búsquelas. Hay Mosaico Flamenco, nuestra cantadora también enseña, María Ávila.
María Ávila.
Y también Rosario, Flamenco Rosario.
Oh, wow. Sí, puro
Karen flamenco.
Nombre de verdad.
Sí.
Sí, sí, sí. Yo nunca le he entrado al flamenco, pero sí he escuchado esos nombres y sí retumban en la comunidad. Son pilares del flamenco también.
Exacto.
Aquí en Vancouver.
Y yo ayudo a enseñar a mi profesor, mi mentor, Oscar Nieto.
Oh,
él
wow.
Tiene 79 años.
Oh,
y
hombre.
Después de esto me voy a su clase. Él tiene 79 años.
Y sigue enseñando.
Enseñando. Tiene Parkinson's y se siente en silla de ruedas. Pero nos ve, nos da información y yo le ayudo a enseñar. Por ejemplo, él muestra con sus pies
y
sentado.
Y ya sabes qué quiere decir.
Y ya sé lo que quiere y ahí lo hacemos. Y él dice, no, están muy, muy así, muy tiene que
como todo
apretar,
coreógrafo.
Sí, o están tardes. Porque todo es ritmo.
Sí, sí,
no
sí. Yo los he visto cuando están haciendo el sincopado con el pie.
Exacto.
Y las palmas, ¿no?
Contratiempo.
Y cantan y bailan, ¿no?
Sí.
Y palmas, yo no
y,
sé.
Y puede, él puede escuchar todo. No, tú estabas muy temprano, tú muy tarde.
Pues es una maquinaria,
exacto,
¿no?
Exacto, sí. Ya sí, con 50 más, por lo menos 50, es como 60 años de experiencia. Él puede
sí,
escuchar
es su alma,
todo.
Su vida.
Sí, porque tiene 79, así que
¿y qué
más de 60
y qué padre,
años.
¿No? Que sigue activo y eso es algo que te quería mencionar. O quería preguntarte al aire acerca de cómo es que, how is it that dancing helps you in your life per se? He's 79 and he's still teaching.
Yes.
And he remembers some choreographies and all that.
Yeah. Dancing?
Some benefits of dancing, flamenco.
Of flamenco? Well, flamenco is one of the dance forms that allows you to age. So you, the older you are, the more wisdom you have, the more poise you have, the more grace, and you have more timing. You can take your time. You've got more wisdom. And
it's, more about personality.
Personality, yes. Mm. And so as you grow and age, your personality develops. And it's actually the most interesting dancers are the older dancers, because you're like, wow.
Very intricate.
They don't have to do much. It's like they do less
their looks and their
technicality
eyes.
And more just like passion and their look of their eyes and their the moments they choose to accent the music. So it's really beautiful. It's like a form that allows you to grow into yourself as you age. But flamenco and all dance forms is good for the brain. It keeps you sharp. It allows you to, keep working that memory and coordination with your body, brain-body coordination. And it's just joyful. Flamenco isn't always about joy. There's a lot of sorrow and
and
some of those sadness.
Lyrics.
Some of the lyrics just break your heart.
Yeah.
But that's the point, too, is that we can show all of our emotions through dance.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool, very cool. You're making me into a bigger fan of flamenco now, Yoali. Yoali Triana and her company, Las Mujeronas, is going to be performing at the Fringe Festival in Vancouver this upcoming September 11, 12, 13, 15, 18, and 19. Come and support. This is at Performance Works in Granville Island. They're going to be dancing flamenco, and they're going to be playing live music also flamenco, and they're going to be doing the palmas, the choreographies, the costume, the makeup, the hair, all of that fancy stuff that you can only get in a professional show. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Also, Kawam is going to be playing in town. They're playing a benefit show, I believe it's this weekend. Check out Kawama's website, and also check out Yoali Triana's flamenco website. Where can they find you?
On Instagram at Yoali Triana Flamenco. You can also find out more about the Fringe Festival. Search Fringe Festival on Instagram or Facebook, or just Google it. Hope to see you all there.
Yeah, you also check out the CJSF Radio 90.1 FM socials as well, as we have some events coming up. I believe there are some tabling events. I don't know if we're done with that. I don't know. But anyways, up next, Kawama with Buru Doll. They're going to be collecting funds for the fires that happened on PC. So big shout out to Kawama. This one goes to you guys. Cheers. Keep listening to CJSF for the Green Planet Monitor. Up next.
Let's see if I can recall my voodoo doll.
Keep listening to CJSF. Up next, Green Planet Monitor.
Hey, shout out to Las Mujeronas, Luisa Ribardi, Marcela Lopez, Rosa Celis, Jessica Oriol, and then the musicians, Peter Moll, Maria Avila, and Pat Keith. See you at the Fringe.
Las Mujeronas, only here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Pincel Escaponk.
Para ti, Pincel Escaponk. Eres tú. Has estado, no me hace falta nada. Si me dices que me amas, tú has estado, no me hace falta nada. Si me dices que me amas, tú has estado cada vez que yo te necesitaba. No me hace falta nada cuando vienes y me abrazas y me dices al oído que me amas. Y a pesar que tantas veces me he olvidado de ti, sé que en tu corazón siempre vivo dentro de ti. Es imposible.